Blog Talk Radio.
It's now time for Breaking Chains to Fill God's Prayer House, where prayer, praise, healing, and deliverance will take place. Join us every Tuesday as we praise the Lord and bring you the Word of God. Call in with your testimony and your prayer request at 858-357-9137 or catch the live stream at www.blogtalkradio.com/YAT Radio.
Pastor Rod, would you please open the prayer line up with prayer?
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Most gracious and merciful Father, we come before you tonight, Father God, humbly bow down, giving you the honor, the glory, and the praise in the name of your Son, Jesus the Christ, O Lord. As we're led of the Holy Spirit tonight, Father God, to open up our hearts and minds, Father God, to receive your holy word tonight, Father God, as your shepherd leads us into, Father God, to feed us tonight, Father God. Open up our minds to receive the word from Pastor Smith, Father God. Give her the word tonight, Father God, to give us the anointing, Father God, to go out about our business, Father God, to do your work and your will, Father God. Father God, we rebuke Satan in the name of Jesus tonight, Father God. We cast him back down to the pits of hell where he belongs, Father God. We ask that you cover the houses that are represented here tonight, Father God. And we claim the blood of Jesus over everyone and all the families tonight, Father God. Open us up tonight, Father God. Feed us tonight, Father God, in the name of your Son, Jesus the Christ, Father God, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
Praise the Lord. Sister Tamara.
Welcome all to our prayer line. I would like to give you some information on how you can reach out to us. We have a prayer line service twice a week. You can call in and listen live on Tuesday or Wednesday night. The Tuesday night number is the number we're on this evening. That's 858-357-9137, and that begins at 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Our Wednesday night number is 916-588-9688, and that begins at 8 p.m., also Pacific Standard Time. Every second and fourth Sunday at 2:15 p.m., you can listen live on the Wednesday night number. Special prayer requests will be emailed to sghprayer@yahoo.com, or written to Full Gospel House of Prayer, P.O. Box 1366, North Highlands, California, 95660. We also have a website, that's fullgospelhouse.org. Full Gospel House of Prayer Second Extension usually meets every second and fourth Sunday at 1:30 p.m. There have been some changes. Due to the Christmas and New Year holiday, we will meet back at the Clarion Hotel on January 12th of 2020. Again, our next in-person service, and also when you can listen live, will be starting in January. That will be January 12th and January 26th. At the Clarion Hotel, and the address for that is 1612 Fisk Road in Modesto, California. It is now time for our testimonies. Please keep your testimonies 1 to 2 minutes or less, and please remember to mute your phones. God bless. Remember to mute your phones. God bless.
Praise the Lord. Do anyone have a testimony tonight?
Yes, Pastor Smith, this is Penny. My testimony is that we were able to get in touch with Brother Max, who does the keyboard, who plays the keyboard. We've been looking for a keyboard player for where we meet in the city of Modesto. So I just thank God that Brother Max is going to be able to be our keyboard person coming into the year 2020. Praise God.
Praise God. Do anyone else have a testimony tonight? I thank God for our service on Sunday. I thank God for Brother Dan and Sister Jan, how God just used them, and they brought such beautiful church. I've been coaxed to the church for our coat outreach, and it was just such nice coats, and the children received their coats. And I thank God for all who came in and set everything up. Everyone helped everyone, and it was such a beautiful agreement. And I thank God for Brother Ray and Sister Penny, how they made sure the food was available, and Brother Ray paid for everything, and it was just wonderful. It was just like when Jesus fed the multitude, there was so much, and there was so much that people were able to take food home. So it was a blessing, and we thank God for the gathering, how the Holy Spirit breathed on everything, and everything was in the abundancy. So thank you for your support. If there isn't any testimonies, we're going to go into the Word of God. Father, tonight, we thank you for your anointing to fill our mouth, for your anointing to take over the Word, and that your Word, God, would bring forth birth. Your Word creates, your Word brings forth life. Father, we thank you for the acts of God, the anointing of the Holy Spirit to awaken us, and your Word to bring all the resources we have need of. And we give you praise for it in Jesus' name. You have your Bibles. Will you please turn to the book of Joshua, the 6th chapter, verses 19 through 21, and James 5, verse 26. That's Joshua, the 6th chapter, verses 19 through 20. And James 2 and 26. You get those two books, could you please say amen?
That was James 2 and 26 or 5 and 26?
2 and 26.
Okay. Amen.
This word is a word of encouragement tonight. And God is so concerned about his people, and we thank God that we're in the close of the year. And this word is to encourage you, that God wants you to know that he is stronger than your walls. That means everything that's a wall, that's a hindrance to you, that's blocking you and that's restricting you, is like a retainer. Those walls are walls that cause you to have stumbling blocks before you, to stop you and to have a roadblock before your life. So God wants us to know tonight, God is stronger than walls. And your promised land is before you. The thing that God has promised you is before you. I don't care how many walls that's standing, it seems to be a reinforcement to hinder you. God wants us to know tonight, God is stronger than walls. And this is how God brought forth Israel. They wandered for 40 years in the desert, but God had promised them they was going to go to Canaan, to the land that was a blessing. But because they were always stumbling and always doing what they want to do and not in obedience, they wander for 40 years. But God had a promise before them. God is a covenant-keeping God. And so this is a word to encourage that many at this time of their lives, that God shall pull walls down because you're sick and tired of being in a deserted place, a wandering state, a place without purpose, a place with no aim, a place that you're unsettled, that you're drifting, and you are in a transit state. And that means when they was in a wandering place, they were in a place of circles. They were in a place of confusion. They had no direction. And so many people at this time is about to go into that promised place. So this is a word of intercession, of encouragement, encourage you tonight. It may have been a long time. This was a long time. They wandered for 40 years in the desert. They was floating around. They were so unsettled. And there's so many people's lives are like that. But this is to encourage you tonight. When everything is in a zigzag, when everything is off base, that's how these people were for 40 years. And there are so many believers are drifting like that, without purpose, floating around from place to place, never settled. They're in a restless state. But this is a time for you to go into your promised land if you will follow the instruction of the Lord and allow him to give you direction. This place God shall conquer for you. And we're going to see by the word of God, we're going to begin at Joshua 6, begin at the 19th verse, please.
But all the silver and gold and vessels of brass and iron are consecrated unto the Lord. They shall come into the treasury of the Lord. So the people shouted when the priests blew with the trumpets. And it came to pass when the people heard the sound of the trumpet, and the people shouted with a great shout, that the wall fell down flat, so that the people went up into the city, every man straight before him, and they took the city.
This is a word of encouragement. Now, these were the same people that's wandered for 40 years. And the Spirit of God gave them instruction. This was instruction to them. It was time out for their wandering state. There are you that's time out for you to be rambling without purpose. And you're drifting, unsettled, have a transit spirit over you. Zigzagging, not stable, unstable, no direction. The Lord loved his people so. He desired that they come out of that wandering state, that 40 years of wandering. But there was a promise over their life, a covenant promise over their lives, that they were going to go into Canaan land. So at this time of their life, I'm talking to someone tonight, this time of your life, God is saying, follow the instruction. Allow your spirit, we have to discipline ourselves to flow with the instruction of God, to what the information God give us to do. This is what this word said. God gave his people instruction. He gave them instruction. He began to tell them everything made of silver, gold, bronze, iron is set apart for the Lord. It's to be put in my treasure. And so he gave the instruction to the priest for them to obey what the priest was allowing them to do. So the priest began to blow the trumpet. As soon as they heard it, this all the people of God, they were instructed to give a loud shout. It seemed crazy because this was a wall, was a reinforcement. This was a wall that was built up against them, surrounding the city that was unconquerable. It was a hard place to get up. It was a place that if God didn't move on their behalf, the enemy behind the wall would have destroyed them. So it was so simple. It was not difficult what the Holy Spirit gave the priest to do. He told them to blow the trumpet. This is instruction, saints. And after the sound of the trumpet, they heard it. He told them to shout. They gave a shout. And it's so simple. The walls collapsed. Just simple instruction. The wall collapsed. The walls crumbled. The walls fell apart. They went up the hill. Like I said, it was not easy, but because of the Spirit of God, his power made it so easy. Why? Because they followed the instruction. It's time for your walls to come down. It's time for those hindrances and those things that blocked you from going into that promised place that God has ordained for your life. It's time for those things to be unlocked. God came by his power because they followed the instruction. Everything that was hindering for them going up the hill, going up, it's time to go up, saints of God. Everything for them to go up the hill, the Holy Spirit stop every hindrance. He came against everything, had them blocked. The Spirit of God came against everything that had them enclosed. I'm encouraging you tonight. When you simplify, see, his yoke is easy, his burdens are light. It was not a hard task. All they had to do was follow simple instruction and be available to do it. So many are not available. God will use you. I don't care how weak, how it looked like it's so difficult, but just be available for God. They was available this time. And what happened? As they began to follow the instruction, they gave a loud shout. The walls collapsed. They went up the hill, and they captured the city. And God told them to destroy everything, but he told them what to keep. They followed they followed absolute instruction. He told them to kill everyone in the city. The men, the children, the young, the old, the cows, the sheep, everything. He didn't want any of that stuff to hinder them. Those foreign gods, those heathen spirits. God cleaned house. He cleaned out those heathens. He cleaned out those things that was against him. He cleaned out those things that was opposing them. He did a house cleaning. He totally cleaned everything, destroyed everything. They followed the absolute instruction of God. Everything collapsed that had them reinforced, had them in, locked in. The Lord caused failure to that wall. That wall was smashed by the power of God. God caused that wall to yield to his power, saints of God. God overwhelmed that wall where that wall had to fall, saints of God. I'm encouraging you tonight. That wall was like a defeat against them, a place of hopelessness. They didn't see how they would get up that hill. But that wall had to do what? Had to yield to the Spirit of God. The Spirit of God went into that place and shook that thing and twisted that wall. That wall had to fall. Why? Because they followed the instruction of the Lord. It was time over for them to be in a wandering state. There are some people that's been, since they've been saved, they have been in a wandering state, never been stable, always unsettled, always going from place to place, without purpose, just drifting with a restless spirit. They get someplace, and when the Lord want to really bless them, that restless spirit take them over, that trance spirit take them over, that cause them to get confused and mixed up. Why? Because that spirit knows. If you follow the instructions of God, your life will not be in a place where it's zigzag. Your life will not be in a place where you're in a circle. Your life will not be in a place where you are displaced. You're in the wrong place, meaning you are displaced. So many people are so displaced in this hour. And why? Because they won't obey the Spirit of God. They have a wandering spirit over them, a transit spirit over them. And what happened? There's hindrance, there's limitation, there's restriction in their life. They have a retainer over them. They're enclosed in, they're blocked. There's so many obstacles just constantly like a fiery dart is after them. Why? Because they have a wandering spirit over them. I'm talking about a spirit tonight, a wandering spirit. You see that wandering spirit. You see some people, they're always displaced. They're always in a place where they're drifting. They're flown from place to place. They're so mixed up. They're so in a place of disorder. And they're saying they're hearing voices telling them to do that and do the other. I know that I remember a saint was constantly saying she smelled spirits, and spirits telling her that people was against her, and spirit was telling her that somebody was after attacked her. A wandering spirit, Her mind was so confused. Her mind was in circle all the time. She thought everyone was her enemy. It was a spirit that had her in a wandering state, that had her family in a wandering state, had everything unstable in her house, had a spirit of suicide in her house, had a spirit of a bipolar in her house, had a spirit of destruction in her house because of the attachment to that wandering spirit. And all it would do would bring roadblocks, stumbling spirit, sickness and disease, everything that would come to bring limitation over that whole house, saints of God. Many times your household is under a spirit, a wandering spirit, and nobody has the anointing of God over their lives to hear the voice of God. The voice of God is his word. The voice of God is his knowledge. The voice of God is his wisdom. The voice of God is his revelation that he gives to his people. They are without it, and they're in a wandering state, continuously saying they're hearing voices, but the voice is not of God. He said, my sheep hears my voice. In a strange voice, they will not follow. And it's a wandering spirit over people who has hindered them from going to their Canaan land, who has hindered them from getting delivered, who have hindered them from going up the hill. God desired that we go up the hill in this hour. I'm encouraging you tonight. And can't nobody come against that spirit and conquer that spirit but the Holy Ghost. Can't no human conquer that spirit. That spirit is only conquered by the power of a sovereign God. I don't care who think they got power to conquer it. I tell you, you can't conquer it. It takes the Holy Ghost, the spirit of the Holy Ghost, to conquer that spirit. That's what happened for Israel. The Holy Ghost, the spirit of God, conquered that spirit because it was time for them to walk into their Canaan land. It's time for some of you to walk into that promised land, to walk into that place that God says it's your time tonight. It's your time to walk in the fullness. It's your time to go up the hill tonight. And he's saying tonight, I'm the one that will conquer that hill, that place in your life that's not yielding, that place in your life that's stubborn, that place in your life that's overwhelming you, that place of over in your life that's causing you to continuously to be in defeat. Could nobody, I was forewarned by a pastor that wandering spirit is coming to your church, pastor. And it has been with us for years. And I'm encouraging you to be encouraged, because God must defeat that spirit. I'm telling you, saints of God, that this is an hour that God, that the spirit of the Holy Ghost want us to let him bring us up, to bring us into that Canaan land, that land that God has spoken over your life before you became. You must be available tonight to allow the Holy Ghost to go in and impute his instruction in your spirit for him to do what? The impossibility in any situation in your life that looks impossible. When we make ourselves available to God, I'm not talking about your ability. I'm just talking about being available to God in whatever condition that you may be going through. Just be available to God. I'm not talking about abilities tonight. There's a lot of people that have a lot of abilities, but they are never available. They're not available. They have abilities, but they're not available. God wants people that's available tonight. That Holy Spirit came into that place, and they came into a state of mind where it said, I'm available to follow your instruction, God, to follow your direction, God. That's what happened. And the Spirit of God gave them instruction. He lined it up, his precepts of what he wanted them to do. He wanted them to follow it, the information that he had given them. They follow the information. They follow the orders. Very simple. Wasn't difficult. Was very simple. They follow those simple instructions. Spirit of God always come in simplicity. Humans come with hard things. Hard things. Things just appear very difficult. But the Spirit of God always move in simplicity. He moved in simplicity. Told them to do something very simple. They followed the direction. They obeyed the information. And the Spirit of God collapsed the wall. God is encouraging you tonight. He wants your walls to fall down as we go forward in 2020. He wants those things that's been a roadblock to fall apart tonight. He wants those things that have you locked down to be unlocked tonight and get you off a restriction tonight. I'm so serious, thanks to God. The Spirit of God want to give you an overflow. It's down in my soul. He want to discharge an overflow in your life. And this was an overflow for them. God collapsed the wall and brought them up the hill. James 2:26, please.
James 2:26, for as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also.
This is faith without works dead. Faith is declaring the word of God, which what? Produce life. You get dogmatic. You declare you will not be moved. You will stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Faith is action. What means action? Faith is a force that collapses wall. Faith is a movement that walls have to fall. Faith is the power of God to bring achievement in your life, to cause what? Walls to fall. This is so simple tonight. God desire for you to get into that promised place, that Canaan land that he has just for you, that purpose for your life in 2020, that overflow that he desired to discharge to fill your place tonight, those things that's empty in your life tonight, those walls and those restrictions. The Holy Spirit is the only one can do what? Cause those things to collapse tonight. But he desired that you come out of a wandering state. He wants you to get stable. He get in a place where you settle and let no one twitch you. Let no words move you. Words are powerful. Words that will come to collapse your life is powerful against you, saints of God. Words birth and bring forth a collapse over you when it's not God's word, when it's not of God. When a word goes out and you listen to information is powerful. It helps you or it depletes your life. Words are powerful. And so many times we are listening to words that's collapsing our lives, words that's causing us to be in a stumbling state, words that's causing us to be displaced and unsettled in a place where we're aiming. You sit down, you listen to some strange word from some individual that's not sound in the word of God, and you listen to that spirit, it's going to put you in a drift also. It's going to get you in a place where you're displaced. It's going to get you in a place where you have a transit spirit over you. Words bring forth life or death, saints of God. There's life and death in the tongue. When you pray the word of God, when you speak the word of God, when you declare the word of God, you bring forth life. Words create good or bad. When it's not God, it's going to create the opposite. But when it's of God, it's his word. It's a foundation. It will not wither. It will not fade. It creates and is produced the acts of God. It awakens things that's dead in your life. It brings a seed. And that seed does what? Produce what God has for your life. That seed brings forth what? Resources. Faith is an action word tonight. And the people of God move in obedience to what the word instructed them to do. And their walls fell down. God is speaking to someone tonight. Those hindrances, those limitations, those things that's been a retainer over you, just come into a place that my spirit will obey God. I'll yield to him. When you yield to God, that means yes. That's when the Holy Spirit come in and do what you cannot do. Once your heart, I'm not talking about your mouth. So many people make so many vows. It's abomination. It tells so many lies to God. But when your heart says, yes, I'm available, God, meaning I'm ready. Use me, God. I'm connected now. This is your opportunity that you made possible for me. I'm going to show up, God, and follow your instruction because I am available. People are so available to so much stuff now that God has nothing to do with it. But we're available for the use of God. He comes into that place. He conquers those things that we cannot conquer. People can pull an excuse out of a hat. Now they want to pull out of a hat. They just bring it out of their mouth. Why they cannot be available for God. But then they want doors open. They want God to conquer everything, but never available for God. But when you're available for God, you're open to God. You're connected to God. You're ready for use. They were ready for use. And the Spirit of God gave them the ability in their weak state. It's not by their ability, it's by his ability. He conquered those things that appear hopeless, those things that had defeat, caused them to walk in defeat, had to yield to God. The wall had to yield to God. Because they follow the instruction. It's so simple, saints. It works all of the time. When people are in a wandering state, when they're rambling, and when their life's without purpose, they're all over the place. These people, when people have that state over them, that state of mind, they are simply not follow the instruction of God. It's very simple. They are not following the instruction. They are following the instruction of a spirit, but it's not the spirit of God. Because God does not give us a spirit like that. He don't give us a rambling spirit. He don't give us a spirit of confusion. He don't give us a twisted spirit. He don't give us a spirit of disorder. That's a spirit of disorder. That's a spirit that's twisted. That's a spirit that's unsteady. They don't know how to stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. You have to be obedient to stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. They refuse to be obedient. They're erratic. They're always off base. Why? Simple. No, don't not following direction. they're listening to voices, but not the voices of the Word of God. There are things that you and I cannot conquer. There are walls that we cannot pull down. There's obstacles that only God can remove. But you have to stand still, follow His direction, and obey when He tells you to do something. And what happened? He pulls down every strong wall. He calls those things to what? Collapse because of His Spirit. His Spirit comes in and cave in that wall in your life. I'm encouraging you tonight. Very simple. It's so simple. A child, when they follow direction, what happened? Their parents reward. That child that follows direction get a reward from their parent. God give us a reward when we follow His direction. When we allow Him to guide us. When we follow the things He tells us to do. He said there's a reward for those that diligently seek after Him. Available. So this is a word, because there are you that come into your Canaan land. Your mind is so made up. I'm available, God. This is the opportunity you're giving me again. Use me, God. I'm ready for your use. Because I'm connected. I'm open. Mean I say yes to you, Father. And Spirit of God, go into those places that's hopeless, that seem to be like a bulletproof, that nothing can pull it down. God goes into that place, and God causes those things that's hindering you to be collapsed. This is a word of encouragement, and God has been giving me encouragement word almost all this year for His people. Do anyone have need of prayer tonight?
Yes, Pastor, I do.
Okay.
I would like for you to pray for Kyra's. Her keloid has gotten like really, really big, and just overnight it looked like it just got even bigger. She has an appointment with a plastic surgeon at the end of January, and I just want God to just stop it from getting any bigger and allow us to get to that appointment and He move over her ear for the plastic surgery.
Okay. Anyone else have need of prayer?
Yes, Pastor. I need a prayer for some of my family. We had a death in the family last week. My cousin Junior Tuatasi died. I just want prayer for the family to have strength and comfort during their time of loss. Thank you.
Okay. Do anyone else have need of prayer?
I do, Pastor.
Okay.
I just want to praise God. I'm working now, and I have been working like nonstop, sleeping nonstop. I miss the prayer lines. I miss everything. And I'm finding myself, not praying at all, and I've been missing the prayer lines, and I feel like I'm straying further away from God. And like you were talking about tonight, there's a chance to advance in my job, and I applied for it. But I just realized when you shared the word today that, I've been asking God, but then I haven't been doing anything for Him. So I need to get back into God and the word. That's it. Thank you.
All right. Anyone else have need of prayer tonight? We're going to go before the throne room in intercessory prayer. The word of God says, where there's two or three are gathered together His name. He's in the midst. That constitute a church. Spirit of God lives in us and not in a building. He lives in us. And we go into the building, the Spirit of God is manifested in that building. But when we gather together, I don't care where it is, house, on the streets, whatever you gather, if His Spirit is there, that constitute a church. Because He's in the midst. Whether it's two or three. And Father, we thank you. If there's anything that opposes your word that's not in agreement tonight, Holy Spirit, you see. I ask that the Spirit of God stop every opposition, confuse and confound every spirit, God, dislodge those powers tonight in the name of Jesus. Bring those spirits to utter confusion tonight in Jesus' name, that the Spirit of God will be lifted up. You say, if you are lifted up, you will draw men to you. It's time for men to be drawn to you by your word. You said they can't be drawn unless you draw them. Can't nobody save anyone. People try to teach that foolishness. But if you don't draw, they can't be saved. So, Father, you must draw tonight in Jesus' name. And we thank you for it in the name of Jesus. For it's a time, oh God, of going up. A time of going up that hill. It's a time of advancement. It's a time for your people to go into that Canaan land, that place that you have purposed for them. A place, oh God, where you bring everything together. It doesn't mean giants won't be there. It doesn't mean that the enemy not going to try to come in and disturb them. But it means this, that I am your God. I'm your deliverer. I'm your conqueror. You're going into Canaan land. I'm your support. I'm your reinforcement. I'm your help. And you shall have that land. Father, that's what you decreed over your people. It's a promise you made, oh God. In Jesus' name, that giants was not going to stop them. Nothing was going to stop them because you were their reinforcement. You were their help. You were their source. You were their resource. And they shall abide in that place. And God, you did it. Father, I thank you tonight for your people tonight, that the Spirit of God will go into a place, oh God, that they cannot touch. Humans can't touch. Move into those places, oh God, where they have followed the instruction of God. They yielded to him and said, yes, that God, you go in and conquer. You go in and bring the walls down, those things that have them in a wondering state. You got to go into that place, God, to relieve them. That spirit of wondering is a spirit that the Spirit of God must dissipate, that the Spirit of God must remove. Father, go into that place. We thank you for reinforcement tonight because of the Holy Ghost. Fight against that thing that's fighting against them in Jesus' name. There's a power fighting against them. That's a spirit sent on by the enemy. But, Father, I thank you that you thrust out that enemy before them tonight. Deuteronomy 33:27, I stand on it in the name of Jesus, that you compass them with the shield, God, that you give them favors in your righteousness, God, that the angel of the Lord kept round about them to fear and deliver them. Deliver them tonight in the name of Jesus. I thank you for your word of holding them tonight, God, and of hold them and so they can be safe tonight. God, I thank you that you preserve them going in and coming out in the name of Jesus. Your word said, whoever hearken to you should dwell safely and be quiet from evil. Father, I decree these words that you're speaking tonight through this airline over your people tonight in the name of Jesus, that your word, God, is pure, is a shield to everyone that put their trust in him. You said the enemy should come in like a flood, but the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up your standard against him. In Jesus' name, lift up your standard against the enemy tonight in the name of Jesus. I thank you, God, that opportunity is knocking at their door. Oh, God, all they have to do is say yes to you and say, I'm ready for your use, oh, God. It's time for you to do whatever you will to through me. I will obey your instruction. I shall allow you to give me direction, and I will follow those orders in Jesus' name. And because of that, God, you cause this walls to collapse. You speak, and that wall must break down. That spirit must crumble in Jesus' name. And I thank you, Jesus, that the Spirit of God will go into those places, those situations that appear to be impossible, because they're available tonight in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you. It's time to shout. It's time to praise God. It's time to give him glory and thanksgiving. It's time to have a loud shout to God to let him know, I believe you tonight, because that's faith in operation, that faith in a movement, that faith with a force, that faith with a process, that faith, oh God, that bring forth those things that is not, that faith, oh God, to bring life to everything that's around them, those things that need to be produced with life, let their faith come alive tonight. They need to see acts of God tonight. Awaken them, Father, by the seed of faith. Awaken them, oh God, and bring birth and resurrection to those things that's in a death state, God. revive tonight. Make well. Make whole. Collapse every wall, God. Everything that has them in a place, oh God, where they're enclosed. Father, I thank you for pulling down the enclosure tonight in the name of Jesus. Every roadblock. Father, I thank you. You did it for Israel. We are grafted in Jesus' name. And Father, I thank you for the bounty that they're about to see by faith in Jesus' name. That the Spirit of God is the one that collapsed those things that's unyielding. That the Spirit of God will move against those stubborn spirits. That the Spirit of God will stop those spirits that's overwhelming them. And by faith, I stand on your word, God, that that wandering spirit has been dispelled from them in the name of Jesus. They're no longer rambling without purpose. They're no longer flown from place to place. They're no longer in a transit state. That's transit spirit. We send the word of God to dismount to you in Jesus' name. That they're no longer in a zigzag, nor in circles, because they're following the word of God. And God, I thank you for it tonight in Jesus' name. Father, collapse that growth on this young lady's ear, God. Father, if you collapse that thing have to yield to you. Holy Spirit, move over the procedure and cause that thing, oh God, to be fruitless. Father, that seed go into a desolate place. That desolate place mean no life, mean no growth. Let that seed over her ear become desolate tonight. We decree in Jesus' name, send that seed, oh God, that's unfruitful over this child's ear into desolate places, God, to die, to wither up in the name of Jesus, to collapse in Jesus' name. I thank you for the family, Brother Ray, to be encouraged. The Spirit of God give them strength as they release this loved one to you. We thank you for your strength to move over their lives in their time of weakness. Father, make them strong. I thank you for your perfected strength to move against the weakness in them and perfect them in their strength by faith in Jesus' name. I thank you for Maddie tonight, God, that you gave her this job. It's not a dollar. She don't worship that job. But I thank you, Father, that your Spirit of God move into that place where she feel this place. And, Father, that she was sacrificed to begin to pray and to read the Word of God. That's what builds us up. Seeking the Lord, that the Spirit of God will reinforce her, that the Spirit of God will set that time up for her. Holy Spirit, do what she cannot do. I come against the spirit of condemnation because she's a seeker of God. Your word said, therefore, there is no condemnation to those that are in Christ Jesus, that walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. She walks after the Spirit. Father, I thank you. You showed me in that shed-in as I began to pray for Maddie that you were going to advance her on this job. It's about your ability to do it for Maddie because of her faithfulness, God. You spoke that in that shed-in. Father, I thank you for the advancement for Maddie. I thank you for doors to open up that seems impossible. I thank you tonight, Father, that every door will yield to your word and your promise over Maddie's life. You even spoke to me, Father, concerning her child, that you have a refuge for this child, that you, God, will go into that place where Maddie can't go. I send the word of God over Maddie tonight, that the Spirit of God release her, oh God, and let her begin to see this by faith. Let her faith be moved by the Holy Ghost tonight, Father. I call things which be not as though they were. I thank you for stability for this child, God. You have me praying for youngsters and young adults as never before. because they're in a place of such immaturity. They're in such a place of wondering. They're in such a place where they're so mixed up. That's why the parents must stand in agreement for their children, no matter how old they are. They're your children. Stand in agreement with God's word for your children. The word of God says the seed of the righteous shall be delivered. That's God's word. But we have to stay in prayer and cover them with your word daily. Daily. They're your seed that God allow you to have in the earth. Let them be good custodian over that seed, God. Because our young adults is in a place of confusion as never before. They're so unsettled and they're so mixed up. But when that parents pray and go before God, he said, if you believe in Jesus, you and your house shall be saved. That's your word tonight. That's a prayer I pray, universal prayer, for the believers tonight as never before. It's a universal prayer. Because it's happening in all households. I don't care what household you're in. Children, some are obedient, but some are in a restless state. They're in a place where they are displaced. And that's why the parents must stand in the gap until that seed is delivered by the Spirit of God. Father, I give you praise for it tonight. I thank you that you keep your people safe if they go in and out and about during this time of holiday and festive season. That God, that you protect them from every vile spirit that see them as predators. God, I thank you stop the predators in Jesus' name from stealing, from robbing, from hijacking, push thieves. Everything that's set out to steal from your people when they're not focused in these holidays. Father, I thank you for your word to be upon them tonight in Jesus' name. As they go in and out, that you be their rear guard tonight. And I give you praise and I give you thanksgiving that their holiday is in a safe place. Why? Because the Lord, thy God, dwells with them. And I give you praise for it by faith in the name of Jesus. Be blessed, saints of God. God love you with everlasting love. Get ready to go into your Canaan land by faith in Jesus' name. Be blessed.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
You've been listening to Breaking Chains with God's Prayer House on YAP Radio, where we give praise and worship to the Lord and bring the Word of God. You can call in your testimony and your prayer request at 858-357-9137 every Tuesday and catch the live stream at www.blogtalkradio.com/YAP Radio. That's Breaking Chains, where we leave a mark that can't be erased by breaking the chains of silence.
Did not create me to worry. You did not create me to fear. But you created me to worship daily. So I'ma leave it all right here. Help me say yes. fear, but you created me to worship daily, so I'm alive.